President Joe Biden said he'll be signing legislation sometime today to raise the debt ceiling, averting a crisis Monday when the nation would have started running out of cash to pay its bills. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The stakes could not have been higher.
President Biden took to the airwaves last night to explain to the American people how crucial it was to strike a deal with Republicans to avert a government default.
With the American economy and the world economy is at risk of collapsing, there's no other way.
But many Democrats are upset the president agreed to new limits on government food assistance programs like SNAP, worrying about struggling Americans losing their safety net. The legislation passed Thursday by the Senate raises the debt limit until 2025 and gives lawmakers budget targets for the next 2 years. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan took the oath of office for a new presidential term on Saturday after winning re-election last weekend, extending his rule into a third decade. At a ceremony at the parliament in Ankara, which was broadcast live, he said, "I, as president, swear upon my honor and integrity to safeguard the existence and independence of the state." Three Europeans returned home on Saturday, a day after being released by Iran in a prisoner swap, and Tehran said there was no reason for Europeans to be arrested if they were not exploited by foreign security services. Three men, two with dual Austrian-Iranian nationality and one Dane, were released on Friday by Iran in return for an Iranian diplomat as part of a swap in which Iran freed a Belgian aid worker last week, according to a Belgian government spokesperson. No more survivors have been found in the wreckage of a train that derailed in